Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Good morning and welcome to this morning's edition of the Berardi and Coke. We're going to be talking about the Accrington away game in the FA Cup. Luke, how are you doing this morning?
I'm all right, mate. Yeah, sound got back at a obviously, we've been a bit of an early kickoff, got back at a relatively sensible time as far as away days go. With us, half 12, it's 4.5 hour. I think I got back just after 7 o'clock, so it weren't the worst case scenario. I've been back a lot later or earlier in the morning, however you want to look at it. But yeah, not too bad, mate. Not too bad. A little bit tired, but and the kids have already had me ringing the necks this morning. But yeah, I'm all right. I'm in a good place.
Cool. We'll get an intro running and we'll get into it.
Hi, this is Don Matteo, and you are listening to the Ought to Know Better podcast. Let's do this.
All right, then. Just a couple of people saying, morning, Liam, and good morning and good evening to the bald pom over there, far away from us, and morning to Skip. So we'll get to the game then. So you were in the ground, so...
Under,
the picture. Well, we mentioned that. I've not got anything in the brand or anything like that for us to have a look at, but it did look a bit odd. But you said... somebody said, why were you sat down? Were you stood up behind the...
I was on the walkway. So basically the terrace stand that I was in, I think it was like this all the way around the stadium, actually. But you're actually, as you're walking around the terraces, you're actually below the pitch level, so well below pitch level. So my eye line was literally just above pitch level. And the terraces were absolutely rammed by the time we got in. We didn't get in until... about 10 minutes after kickoff, because it was absolute carnage trying to get in. They only had two turnstiles open for everybody. And yeah, it was just carnage, mate. It was mental. But so by the time I got in, there wasn't really that much option as to where I could stand. So perched up there. I tell you what, I got real good perspective and a real good, you know, adrenaline rush from being so close and so low down to the pitch. Really, really enjoyed it. I probably didn't see as much as I'd like to have done in terms of like the actual game. And I mean, it's difficult enough anyway when you're high enough up to see what's going on. So down there, yeah, it was a little bit, I don't know, it was just a weird experience. Enjoyed it though. I really enjoy going to the little grounds. I did. In fact, I think that's the first one we've ever had in the Cup when we've been to lower opposition. I've been to loads over the years. Probably the most famous one was Histon. And we've never had much luck, so I thought I was sort of the bad luck charm. But yeah, yesterday picked up the win, decent day out. But yeah, it was a weird position, and I actually managed to get So when Sinny scored, I think it was the third one, our second of the second half, when Sinny scored, they came straight over to where me and Carl were, and a lad called Jake who came with us. And he came over and literally I had both of them in a headlock like that through the thing. So I'm going to watch it back today and just see how it was. It was great being so close to the pitch as well. I put a tweet out yesterday saying their centre-back towards the end of the game, he was trying to get a couple of decisions and he was getting kicked about a bit and the linesman didn't flag and he started kicking off and we started giving him some grief. Anyway, he looked directly at me like that. He looked straight at me and he just goes, "We'll see after." As if he was going to come and leather me after.
See you outside.
And then he got there. But he's going to cry in a minute. And it was just, he just got absolutely tormented. The worst thing you could do, you know, it's kind of thing you see Sunday League type stuff. And it reflects. I mean, Accrington are doing poorly in League One. And we had enough class out there, to be honest, yesterday, to make it a decent away day.
Cool. So in terms of atmosphere then, I mean, I know what you're saying. It feels different, doesn't it? The further up the stand you are, it seems like the more of the game you can see the shape of the side and so on, but you feel a lot less involved. Well, that's completely out the window when you're at a little stadium like that, isn't it? You're involved throughout. Feels different.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, mate. I still go watch Wakefield Trinity quite a bit, and that holds, I think, between 10,000 and 12,000 before this new stand got built, or something like that. I think it's just over 10,000. This held 5,200, so it's half the size of Bellevue, which, I mean, Bellevue's tight as it is, like, but yeah, you can imagine there was probably seven or eight rows of the old terrace type standing, you know, with the
metal horseshoe type thing.
Just safe. And then at one point, there was a kid sat on it on the front one behind me. So I was stood at ground level and pitch level here. And there was a kid sat behind me on the first row of them. And I can't remember who had a chance. I think it was Bamford put it to the side net. And all the crowd came forward. And he just catapulted off the thing straight into my back. So, yeah, things like that, you know, you miss it when you go into these little grounds. And there's, you know, the pubs around there were so welcoming. They were letting everybody in. They wanted you in there spending their money. It's not like when you go to London and you've got to sort of dig about and find an away pub and all that sort of thing. It was a real good day out, mate, to be fair. I didn't have much to drink. I think I had one pint all day because I was driving. It was good, mate. It was good, different feel to it. And I almost hope that we get another small club away in the next round. Not because I want to progress, but also because I do sort of miss those types of games.
Yeah, no, that's fair. No. So I think the draw's Monday night, isn't it? Is it on the One Show, I think?
Is it Monday? I thought it was today. It's not today.
I think it's Monday night during the One Show, which I've never watched.
Fucking hell. Lampard's getting his fingers everywhere. If it's not him doing something, it's his missus doing it.
So on to the game then. So if we look at the first half, I think if you look at the start of the game, I think they gave a good account of themselves, did Accrington, first 5-10 minutes. I think, you know, they probably fashioned more chances than we did in the start, in the early period of the game. Is that what came across in the stands?
Well, obviously, I missed the first probably 10, 15 minutes.
Yeah, sorry, you did say you were late in, yeah.
But look, I listened to an interview by their manager afterwards on Twitter last night when I got back. I think it's John Coleman's or something like that. His name is, or Coleman or something like that. And he was straight up. He said, look, he thought that they were, I think he was a little bit disillusioned in saying that they were probably the better side. But he said they didn't want to set up a low block and have 10 men behind the ball and hopefully get a goal on the counter. They set up to have a game. And for a team that's struggling at the bottom of League One to do that, you've got to respect it, you know. And I still don't think they were anywhere ever really in the game. They had a couple of chances, real chances. They took one of them. And we, realistically, Gilly, for me, we probably on another day score 7 or 8 there. Do you know what I mean? There's a couple of misses, couple of poor decisions at the very end. It was good to see. Good to see a strong side put out as well for the travelling fans. Ideally, we probably wouldn't have put a stronger side out. if we were doing better in the league, I would imagine. But obviously, Jesse Marsh is taking every game by game, and rightly so. Rightly so. I think that reflected in the team sheet yesterday. Great to see Jorginho Rutter, who I think is going to be an absolute star for us. I was really excited by him yesterday. Couple of times he looked like he maybe did a little bit too much, but I think he was just trying to over-impress, but nothing to be worried about, and a bit more space on a field and a little bit more respect from a defence, and I think he's going to really shine for us.
Yeah, it was an interesting one, Rutter. I think the commentary referred several times to the fact that he's not played since early November. So the Bundesliga broke quite early and then didn't restart. So he's not missed that many games. It's just that there hasn't been those games. So I think there's always going to be a bit of... I suppose you look at a player as, well, he's going to be fired up for it because he's not played for ages, but at the same time, he's going to be a bit ring rusty. So there's a bit... there were people that were online raving about his performance, and I didn't think it was... In patches, he looked like he's a really handy player. And again, as you say, no worries there. I didn't think he had that much influence on the game, but you could see that he's got the capability that we were looking for in a player to come in and make a difference.
Absolutely. Do you know? Just for comparison, do you know what he reminded me of? Very much like, because he played out wide, very much like Raf when he joined us. He tried a little bit too much. You know, you can see that he's got that extra level of class, probably, arguably to the majority of the rest of the side. Comfortable on both feet. Absolutely quick as shit off a shovel. He's fucking rapid. Like, the amount of times he knocked it around their one of their centre backs, it just left him like he was running in fucking glue. It was unbelievable. It was brilliant. But we can't get overexcited. It is Accrington Stanley, and they are really struggling, Gilly. You know, they're struggling at the bottom of League One. We had probably six, maybe arguably seven first teamers that would start week in, week out playing out there. It was to be expected, but there was parts of Rutter that really impressed me, but then there was other parts where I thought he looked a little bit, like you say, a little bit lacking in terms of match fitness and just releasing that ball when it needs to go, and just things that will come naturally as you play more football. As you say, he hasn't played for the best part of 2 months. Just over, in fact, I think it was. I think it was
nearly 3 months now.
Nearly three, yeah. Which is a long time not to play football. I mean, the summer break's less than that. Do you know what I mean? Plenty to be excited about in terms of Rutter. Great to see Bamford with... I mean, let's talk about that assist, man. How the fuck did he do that? And Firpo, of all people, to bury it at the end with his right foot. What the fuck?
Now, here's the thing. I was raving over that in our podcast group chat. Smarty came back with, "What, you think he meant to do that?"
Absolutely.
What else were he trying to do?
Absolutely. That is the... Yeah. It was absolutely... I've had to watch it back seven or eight times, and he almost puts his foot round it and then puts his foot over it to slow it down.
He pushes it round, doesn't he?
Puts his foot round it and then puts his studs over it just to take the pace off it. Unbelievable bit of skill. Unbelievable.
Yeah, it was.
If he hasn't meant to do it, Gilly, that is fucking one lucky bastard, because that looks imperfect. And he'll be claiming it anyway. So if anybody asks him, he definitely meant to do it. Do you know what I mean?
It'd be interesting on Leeds podcast if they ask him if he meant to do it and what his response is.
I'm sure they will. I'm sure they will. Shame to concede. Just to go back to the initial question about them sort of being in control. They were never in control, but they had their moments, and they opened us up a couple of times, which is concerning.
That their gaffer had said that they felt that he felt that they were the better side?
Yeah.
I mean, that's just ideology, isn't it? I mean, that's just him trying to...
I think they asked him, "Are you happy with the result?" And he said something like, "The day I come in here happy with a loss is the day I retire, and that's not happening anytime soon. I thought we were the better side, blah blah." And, you know, he's talking to Accrington fans here. He's not talking he's not on BBC or anything. But look, take my hat off to their manager and to their squad. Actually, I think to play against a Premier League opposition when you're struggling in the league and actually come and have a go and not sit with a low block and try and spoil and do all the boring shit, you know, they've come and had a go, and And ultimately, that suits us, ironically, yeah. Because that's what we prefer. Shame there wasn't more goals in it for us. I thought we had a lot more in us yesterday. I thought we were probably on another day, but given the squad we started with, and play a lot of players coming back, getting minutes after match fitness, City, Stara, Paddy, and one or two others, it probably was the right result. And on another day, they'd bury those chances if they get them again.
Well, so you won't have seen the coverage because you're at the game, but the commentary of the game gave man of the match to their keeper, who was on the losing side, which tells you everything that you need to know. So have you seen any of the highlights back?
I haven't, mate. I'm going to watch them today because I'm going to keep an eye out for myself as well. I want to see me celebrating. Yeah.
No, I don't know how much of it you... Obviously, I mean, Jack, nobody's ever getting close to that Jackie finish in first half, but in the same half... Rasmus had one save that was given as a goal kick, but it was a save. That would go in the bottom corner. Sinny's that flashed across the front of it and hit the post. That was a save. He tipped it onto the post for that.
Oh, yeah.
They were both arrowing in corner. So, I think there were a bit of disgruntlement of, well, we've won the game. Why aren't our player being given man a match? But their keeper got absolutely peppered. Again, Smarty, we didn't grow up positive. Smarty again. He were in the group saying, well, all the shots were directly at him. Nah. A lot of them were. So there were a couple that just hit him. Where if we'd had a bit more composure in front of goal, that might have been different. You're right, we should have scored more. But their keeper got man at match for a reason. Just in terms of the personnel, so you're right, we started off with a strong side. We were in control. You know, I think from the midpoint of the second half onwards, we were almost in cruise control more than anything else. Yeah. I was interested with some of the subs. So we brought on Matteo Joseph and we brought on Perkins. We also brought on Rodrigo and Aronson, which surprised me a little bit. I'm thinking, well, why are we bringing our top scorer on to have a 20 minutes or however long it was when pretty much the game's won? Shouldn't we at this point be giving other people some minutes? And is that a risk? How did that go down in stands?
I don't think they minded it. I certainly didn't. Especially when you're the likes of Harrison went off, I think, as did Sinny.
It was Sinny went off for Rodrigo.
Sinny, yeah. So you look. I think Cock went off as well for Llorente. And I can't remember the other substitution, but I think Jesse Marsh was just trying to keep a balance of experience with youth there. So I didn't mind it at all. I didn't mind it, and I think it's probably just to keep Rodrigo's toes warm as well. When you don't play for a full week, it's just to get him out there and keep him warm. And I didn't mind it. One thing, Bamford did go off as well, didn't he?
Actually,
when Bamford went off, Rodrigo went up top, didn't he? And then when Matteo Joseph came on, he then moved into the 10 for...
Rutter.
I forget. Rutter, yeah. I didn't mind his subs at all, really. I thought they were probably relatively sensible. But, you're quite right to question it. Do we really want to risk getting somebody injured for a 20-minute cameo of a game we've already won? Yeah, fair enough. But it's nice to have those options now that we can actually bring somebody of that caliber on, rather than somebody we've had to borrow from Morley under sevens or something like that. So, there's not a lot really. I think the biggest concern for me yesterday was conceding, and I've just actually looked at the stats and I didn't realize they had 15 shots with 8 on target, which is concerning. That is concerning. We had 21 to 10 on target, which doesn't make us look as authoritative as authoritative or authoritative.
Yeah, anyway. No, you're all right.
as I expected, it felt like we were always in control. You know, there wasn't that nervousness around the stands where you think actually this could go either way until they scored and they got a little bit of wind up them. But look, it's a win, and it's winning to the next round of the cup, which is the most important thing for me. And I think Jesse has to just keep taking... I know he's saying he's taking the cup seriously this year, but I think he has to because of how poorly the league form... I mean, the league form's not so bad in recent times, but we still haven't got that important win, which will come for me. But yeah, he's got to take each game as it's his last and you know, really push on. So happy with the subs. I think Rodrigo, when he came on, maybe came on as captain as well. Did he take the armband?
He did, yeah, because Paddy had been captain before that. So obviously Paddy had gone off.
So yeah, in terms of that, I think that's probably what he's looking at. Just another leader on the pitch to help Perkins and Joseph up there. So but in terms of the other subs, they weren't that. I would have hoped that they would have had a little bit more impact. Perkins against the League One side, I think he got about 20 minutes or so. Didn't really get up to much for me. I think when you're at that age and that level, that they're the sort of games when you're getting these cameos and opportunities that you need to be really sort of making some real impact to be pushing on and kicking on to the first team. But Gabby, did he come on?
No. So that surprises me. I think, yeah, you're right. But I think they both did have an impact against Cardiff, didn't they? So we were looking for them to have a similar impact. No, the total list of changes, Llorente came on for Cock. Joseph came on for Jackie. Rodrigo came on for Sinny. Perkins came on for Ruta and Aronson came on for Bamford.
Right.
Yeah. So, you know, there's three first-team players coming on there and then two younger players coming on. So, you know, that is you're right to say they were balanced. I just wondered if we'd see the likes of JB getting some more minutes and things like that. So, especially when we've got it won, basically.
Absolutely surprises me. The other thing, Smarty spot on there with Greenwood. Greenwood does a job in there, but it's not a job of any substance for me. He's not bad, and he'll pass the ball about, but that's all he does. He's very much static for us in there. We don't really get anything additional for him. Like with Adams, when Adams plays in there, we know what we're going to get. You know, he's going to terrier and win balls. When Rocker's in there, we know he's going to spray some balls out wide. With Greenwood in there, he does a little bit of nothing for everything.
He's good on corners.
The impact
he has in open play is reduced and early on in the game. So, and just to make a point here, you're right that Smart is making points in the comments. I just want to call out the fact that he won't only be on here.
Yes, well, Ed.
and I will dig out the comments because he's denying that he's made these comments. But yeah, I'm not having any of that. I'll dig them out. That's fine. They'll still be there. I think. From a perspective of that midfield, I think you're right. Early in the first half, they were more at it than we were, and I made some comments in one of group chats before kickoff about it. Really is about time that we started playing these lower league sides without fear, and that we just got out there and just said, you know, we're elite athletes. We're at the top of our game. You can't touch us, and we're going to prove it. Rather than this playing with fear. And I think the important aspect that you're calling out in terms of the results and so on is we haven't been beat soundly for a while. And we haven't been beat for a while. And that's important.
I don't think we've been soundly beaten all season. I think the only real hiding we've had in real terms is Brentford away. And we didn't even play that bad. You know, there was a couple of individual mistakes in that game and it could have probably gone either way. So that's the only, score-wise, that's the only battering we've really had. City battered us, but to be expected, you know, they probably should have had seven against us, City. But.
Yeah, but, you know, multi-billion pound squads are going to do that to you, aren't they? So I think you get the wagon rolling and it's much easier. And that is why, you know, we are looking for, in the past, I think a lot of us have said the league's our only, we needed to get promotion. We needed to survive. I think the league previously was our focus. And you know what? If we get beat in the cups, but we guarantee survival or we get promotion, so be it. That's fine. I think we were all hoping to be in a stronger position in the league by now and to be able to put more emphasis on the cups because it is ace. It is brilliant. It's fantastic that we get, you know, was it 2016 the last time we were in fifth round? Mm-hmm. And, you know, only in fourth round once since then.
It's a nice position to be in. I'll tell you, although the league doesn't look great at the minute, look, we're not going to beat around the bush in terms of the league, but to be able to have a squad with enough depth that we can actually play players that are of real quality and still have backup and options from the bench and going into league games and things like that, it's a lot to look forward to. And we're sort of, we're going through a real big transitional phase now, I think. And especially with, if McKennie comes in, we've, you know, we've arguably got a mid-table top, you know, a mid, at the very least, I would say a mid-table side now. Yeah. And it's time to kick on. And it's nice to have that. It's nice to have that little bit of, not even flexibility, but that those options that actually you can start Sinisterra when he's been out for a couple of months, and actually in a cup game against Accrington Stanley, and we can actually take it a little bit more serious. I mean, we're only two. I still hate this that you play the semi final at Wembley, but we're two games away from a day out at Wembley. Do you know what I mean? It is a lot. And the reason I hate it for anybody who cares is it takes away that thrill of going to Wembley for a final. Simply for me, it should be at a neutral ground, Villa or Hillsborough or something like that for me. Semi-finals somewhere away from home, but still, I think the finals should just be at Wembley. But anyway, yeah, two games away from a final. There's still some shit teams in that. I think there was only nine teams left in Premier League teams left in the cup or something yesterday. But somebody will correct me on that.
I was just calling it up now, so I don't know when this. Oh, this is prior to yesterday's games, because it's Accrington, Stanley, or Leeds. I don't have them. We're just giving details of the draw, but I mean the sides in there. So Luton and Grimsby played each other. I think Luton won that one. So they're in. Ipswich and Burnley are still in.
No,
there. Wrexham and Sheffield.
It was a draw.
Oh, was it? So that'll go to replay. So Chef Wednesday and Fleetwood played each other. So there's sides further down the league rankings that are still in the cup. And I think you're right. Those away days and being able to go and impress our own game on a lower league opposition. One stat that I did see, and fair play to Marsh, is he's never been beaten by lower league opposition.
Wow,
that takes some doing, because he's been around as a manager in. I know he didn't spend long in Germany, but in Austria and in America before that. So he's done pretty well there to not ever get beaten by lower league opposition. But I think it's something to get excited about, and for fans at least, it's a bit of a distraction from the league.
Yeah, I think it's not just for fans as well. I think for him, I think that arguably why he's probably potentially still in a job.
Well, I don't want them to be distracted by it. Is the only reason I said that, but it's one of those. I don't want them to be distracted by it, but it's a welcome break from the drudgery of we've got to get 3 points. We've got to get 3 points where they are winning these games. So, but momentum, I think is really where we were coming at from it, wasn't it? Where when you get those results and you can start building on those results. All right, when you look at the recent fixtures and the recent results we've had, the wins that we've had have come in the cup, but they're still wins, and that's important. Yeah. And you look at our history, and we haven't done that in the cup. We've been beaten by your Histons and your Newport Crawleys.
So, who was the other team? Begins with an S.
I did have it in front of me. Sunderland did us in 14-15.
No, later than that, recently, more recently. Sutton. London. Sutton United, yeah.
Sutton did us in 16-17. We've got it up in front of me. So the last time we were in the fifth round was Watford beat us 1-0, and before that was 12-13 when Man City beat us 4-0. And you know, you've got to go back to 02-03 for the sixth round for the last time we were later than that, and that was Sheffield United. It's just... So, you know, we don't have a good record, but this season we've done better than we have for a long time. So, you know, again, going back to the momentum, I think that's really important. And it is something for us to get excited about.
Newport, fucking hell, Danny, yeah. God, yeah, absolutely. I've always been open about the fact that I've always been play the kids, give them an opportunity to shine in the cup, and don't take it too seriously. You know, Premier League survival is the prerogative and all that sort of thing. But now we've actually progressing in the cup, I'm like, hang on a minute. There's a ticket to Europe here. There's a ticket. I'm already booking flights to Chechnya and all that to play in like the qualifying leagues. But it's absolutely to be getting excited about. Now, I think I think one thing for me is how serious do we take it? And in comparison to, I mean, we're always going to take the league seriously. That goes without saying. But we've got some tough fixtures coming up, starting with Forest away. I think we'll probably play the next round between Forest away and... We can't play them that week, and we play Scum midweek, don't we?
We do, yeah. If they get a do they play today? If they get a replay,
Scum got through last night.
Oh, did they? Because if that had gone to a replay, we'd have moved our rearranged fixture with them. So no, I think the inference there is we'll be playing them in them two, and then we'll play the week after in FA Cup.
I think that's how it'll
work.
When's the next round then? Next round of fixtures. It's usually only a couple of weeks after the draw, isn't it? 10 days after the draw.
Yeah, I think so. So, that only gives me detail of the actual draw. It is. So it's 7 PM is the draw on the One Show ahead of Derby versus West Ham. But yeah, I don't have the fixture list, but I think it will be that week after the second Scum game. After the second Scum game. So we'll play them both, and then we'll do FA Cup after that. So, fair play to their keeper. I think I understand why he got man of the match, given the way that he played, but fuck that. Best player. So from a perspective, I just want to call up one thing, because I don't know what you saw from the from where you were, but there was a comment, and I just want to go back to it. Here we go. Danny Rumsey, we conceded because Llorente came on. Now, Firpo got megged. Sam Greenwood lost his man. Verber's in no man's land. Can't close it down. He does his best to close it down, but just can't get there. And Melia gets beaten at his front post.
What has Llorente got on you? Has he got some seedy secret on you?
He wasn't even involved.
Because all you do is seem to stick up for him, no matter what. I don't think it's a fact he was involved, but even just having him on the pitch, he's like a fucking headless chicken. Like he doesn't. everyone has to do two jobs when he comes on. It's still a fact though. We've not conceded with Cock and Wob, Cox and Wobbers at centre back.
Unfortunately, Verber has now conceded a goal, though, so that's his record gone.
As a partnership, they haven't.
Yeah, but his record's gone. So it was a nice run though. And if we'd have subbed him off instead of Cock, he'd have kept his record.
Still be going. One massive positive out of yesterday. I know we touched upon it, but you look at how creative we were and how dangerous we looked. And we should have done, regardless. We should have looked that good going forward. Thanks, Pat. The fifth round's match.
It's late, isn't it? Yeah.
It is, yeah. It's a lot later than expected. I think The attacking play looked fluid. We looked really dangerous at times. But we should have done. But you consider the majority of that attacking lineup were all ring rusty because they've not played a lot of football recently. It gives you a real headache going into the league fixtures, Gilly, as to what does your front three, four look like? I mean, how do you pick a front four now? Like, Gnonto's on fire. We've got Somerville returning. We've got Sinisterra on fire. We've now got Rutter to add to the mix. Aronson, for me, probably is one of them that gets dropped and we sort of use his game, manage his game time a little more. And then you've got Rodrigo or Pat up front. Pat's got 2-3 goals in 4 or something like that and a couple of assists. Rodrigo's the league's top scorer. Where do you start? Not the league's top scorer. Our top scorer in the league. Sorry.
Yeah, I got it. Yeah. And I don't think you mentioned Jackie, and I think he was our best player yesterday. Certainly one of them. Going back to a comment that you've made a couple of times on the main pods is it's a wonderful problem to have. It's the opposite of the issue that Bielsa had towards the end of his time with us of he didn't have anybody to put out. We were playing kids because that's the only choice that we had. So you look I'd still quite like a specialist fullback to come in at left back. That's just me. You know, we're getting greedy. And McKennie coming in, Smarty made the point earlier, I think it was, about that would mean that Greenwood wouldn't be playing in these games and we'd have somebody else. So Adams and Rocker and McKennie would be in there and would be able to rotate between them and maintain that kind of... It's really tough, but you know, that just goes on not just what you see in the games, but what you see in training as well from the coach, doesn't it? So I think for me, I think up front, Rodrigo keeps his place in the main games because he's scored the goals. Now, absolutely. Bamford's done well coming back in, and he does offer us what Rodrigo doesn't in occupying defences, pulling them all over. And the interplay that he's got, I think, is slightly better. Rodrigo's interplay is good. His passing's good.
Unless he's trying to clear it from his own half and he goes backwards in there.
Yeah, and just hands it to the right winger of the opposition. For me, because he's had such a good season so far in terms of scoring the goals, yeah, all right, some of them tap-ins, but you've got to be in the right position. Some of them penalties, but you've got to put them away. I think it's Rodrigo for me to keep his place. I think you mentioned Jimmy as well. He's going to have to get back up to speed. That might be 3-4 weeks, given the period he's had out. Sinny's gone through that same thing, hasn't he? So, for me, I think Sinny's probably going to be starting opposite Jackie. What happens in the middle, I'm not sure. Yesterday I would have liked to have seen Willie come on and really get at him and really put him to the sword, but I understand it, you know, in terms of the minutes he's had and the reliance we've had on him, actually giving him a rest isn't a bad thing at all.
He wasn't even on the bench, was he?
I can't remember. I thought he was. I would have liked him. Oh, that's a new one on me. I'd missed that.
Or is he banned from the next game or something? I'm sure I read
that was just Cock.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, I'm talking about Willie, not Cock.
That makes it easier.
I think just to expand a bit on that, I think the impact that Jackie has is still really important to us. And, you know, there's still talking. Oh, right, he's suspended. Yeah, there's still talk of him potentially being sold. If he goes, the comment that you made before about the value of the deal is important to us for us to be okay with it. But at the same time, I don't want him going to Leicester. You know, they are in terms of the league position at the moment, they're a direct rival to us. We're joint points with them. I don't want to be strengthening them at all. And you know that he'll come back and score against us, 100%.
Yeah. I can't disagree with any of that, mate. I think Rodrigo has to start based on his current form this season. It's nice to be able to manage Paddy's games, to be in a position where we're actually we can pick and choose when we bring Paddy on, you know, to oh, hello.
How's he got 5 heads in one picture?
What are you zoomed in on your forehead for? Morning! Morning!
Oh, shit. How are you,
Morning, Jim.
I'm going to come in and breathe some positivity to the room, you know, Wembley Whites and all that sort of shit, but fuck you little jerk.
We were singing that yesterday after the third goal, and then they scored and we just shut the fuck up, just in case. I don't know if you heard the what Giddy was on about in terms of how we start up top and then Harrison. So for me, it's a nice position to be in with Paddy, to be able to manage his game time, because he's not going to be a 90-minute player for a full season. We know that, but we know what he can bring to the team. And yesterday was evidence of that. You know, that assist that apparently you think he didn't mean, Smarty.
I thought he played incredible yesterday. I thought he were really good. But
he was.
I'm still waiting to see this comment that I've made to Gilly. Because that definitely won't make
Get it up, Gilly. Get it in the brand. So before we finish, get it on the brand. So yeah, for me, look, Pat, it's nice to have. It's a nice headache to have, as we've arguably got 3 strikers now, correct? Fit strikers. We've got Rodrigo, we've got Paddy, and we've got Rutter, Paddy, and Rodrigo. But then we've also got a plethora of options on the wing. You know, when plethora. I think I love that word. I've started using it very often.
It's
in
a nice
text
word.
And everything. So is yeah,
not plethora? We've got, look,
not as, probably not as, is, not mate. As effective if you've got a lisp or out.
No, well, you say it probably is a plethora. I was on Jer's show the other night, and I was convinced his name was Ger. So I asked him before we went on, is it Jer or Ger? And he went, it's Jer. Anyway, first sentence. Yeah, thanks for having me on, Ger.
Tiger sort of girl.
Look, and back to Harrison. If the money's right, we can't really turn it down. But he's almost turned a corner for me. And he's
what sort of money though?
I would say anything over 30 million. Yeah, I think 30 plus.
20 million that's been banded around is not good enough for that caliber of money for an English player to a rival as well, to strengthen a rival.
I wouldn't even sell him to Leicester. If it was Newcastle, I'd take 30. If it was Leicester, I'd want 35, 40, I think. And I'd still be begrudged to let him go to them.
I'd be gutted if he left anyway. I think he's a great player, Harrison. He's come through a bit of an injury, but he's very effective. And he just ripped them apart, didn't he, yesterday? Whenever he got hold at ball or whatever, you could just see his class. That's when they were getting ping-ponged around pitch.
I think he's been good recently.
I thought he was one of our better yesterday. Yeah, I think it would be really difficult to overlook him as man of the match.
Do you know what I feel as well? I think he'd be better in the 10 starting for us than what Aronson would.
He doesn't seem to do well in that middle position, though. Bielsa tried him a few times, didn't he?
He played there yesterday, didn't he?
No, we're on left. I'm sure he won't.
When he scored, he was banging the front of in the middle of the goal.
Well, yeah, but obviously, it came from right side, though, didn't it? So
he's playing a bit of a weird role at the moment.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
If you consider the recent games that we've had, when he's been effective, actually he's been on top of their fullbacks with another winger. So he and Nonto, it's almost like they're trying to counter the fact that they're getting double marked. So the attacking players are getting doubled up on. So the way that they're countering that is to double up on the fullback, and Jackie and Willie doubling up on the fullback and doing them that way, and it's been really effective, and I've liked it. So, I felt like Harrison had played a bit further back in recent games, and almost adopting a 4-3-3 when we've got the ball.
Yeah, and I think you're quite right. We often see that front three, the three behind Rodrigo or Paddy, whoever it is. They're very interchangeable at the minute, and none of them actually seem to be, you know, strictly in one position. And we often see Nonto on the opposite wing. We often see Harrison on and vice versa. And anybody who's playing on those wide positions tends to be swapping. But not only that, with the player who's meant to be playing in the middle, so the three of them are interchangeable, which is nice to watch, because you don't know whether you're fucking coming or going. You don't know where you motherfucker. Hey, get back here! What are you doing?
Well, you're showing her what it kids then. Well,
I woke you two up, didn't it? But yeah, look, it's nice to see it. Just to go back, it's really nice to have that. Those are tap. Sorry. I'm choking on a bit of sausage. It's nice to have those attacking options. Somebody just made a point there, Pat. Surely we have one of the best attacking options in the bottom half of the table. If McKennie signs, and our midfield isn't half bad either. It's hard to argue.
Tell you what, to say that we don't sign players in January, and half had a chuffing transfer window, have we?
I'd say it's the best January ever.
Yeah. I'd be inclined to agree.
Well, we spoke before. I think the last time that we spent any money at all in January was we signed Forshaw and Roberts. That's what we're competing with.
What was that? 2017? Forshaw, 17?
Might have been 16.
We signed Kiko Casilla in January.
That was the 28th.
Yeah, and Strike. But yeah, we didn't spend any money on them.
Yeah, but...
Yeah.
And we got Kebby and Cameron. And
God. Cameron Borthwick-Jackson. So, what, Smarty, who's your front four then?
Oh, fucking hell, that's a question.
Suggest everybody's fit and firing, and you can pick any front four from our options. Hey, up.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Go on. Right.
Let me just defend myself. Yeah, I think that were a bit of a tongue in cheek.
Warren.
Comment at the back. I did say it were quality. Quality that. Did he mean it? But when I've actually watched it back a few times on replay, it's stunning to watch.
But you did say it, but you changed your mind afterwards.
But I didn't say anything.
Now he's seen it in black and white.
I hadn't said anything about him shooting straight at keeper, though. I don't know where you got that one from.
No. I didn't say that about him. I said that you said that the keeper had had a lot of shots straight at him, is what I'd said.
I don't remember saying that.
Oh God, here we go again.
If I'm wrong, fair enough, but I don't remember saying that. But.
While Gilly's finding that, Smarty, give me your front four from a fully fit lead squad.
Ooh, it doesn't include Aronson, I can tell you that for free. Difficult now. It's difficult because Paddy seems to be turning into his old self again as well. But you've got to have to stick we've got to stick with Rodrigo, haven't you? I think he's probably the first one on.
Yeah, Rodrigo. And who you got outside, the two outsides?
Nonto picks himself, 100%. Sinisterra at the minute, he's coming back, but like I say, if he's fully fit, Sinny's got to be in there. Fucking hell.
And then who are you playing behind Rod?
The point that I made when Sinny was before Sinny got injured was that he drifted inside a lot, and I'd quite like to see him given a go in the 10.
Yeah.
That might be a way to get them into the side.
Can Rutter play in there, do we think?
This is what I mean. It's Rutter or Harrison.
He plays a support striker more than he plays nine, doesn't he?
Yeah. Mm. I think that's what he said he prefers to play as well, didn't he? Rather than being right up at top. I'm sure I've seen
Maybe that's where I got it from. Because he has been played as a nine. He's been played as a striker. But if he prefers to play off a nine, he'd certainly be able to do it, I think.
About Jackie in the 10. Because I like him there. I think he's more effective at when he's played more centrally.
Mm. Like I say, whenever he seems to play at a minute, he seems to be doing well. But like, what a headache for Marsh to have.
Danny Wright's just said exactly that, Smarty. How good is it that Smarty's struggling to pick a front forward lineup? Yeah. Shows that we've made steps forward. Look, we keep blowing that trumpet, and that's certainly one thing we are confident of. There's no denying that we're not moving forward as a club. We look at the amount of money we've spent now over the last few transfer windows. It's impossible to deny that we aren't moving forward as a club. I think. The performances are moving forward as a club. We just need to start getting those results. Get the fucking fans off Jesse. One thing I will mention, you'd be surprised how much support there was for Jesse yesterday, and how little support there was for against him. It's completely different when you're in the stands, isn't it? You know what it's like at football.
Do you know what I find that's weird lately? That the people who were against him early on, like myself, are starting to turn a little bit of a corner and be more sympathetic towards him and can actually see something working. And the people that have been, Jesse in, are all kind of turning and saying, get him out of his club, you scumbag. Like Gilly. So, you know, it's weird how the whole atmosphere...
The dynamics are changing.
It's just shifted completely, hasn't it? It's weird.
See, I've very much been give Jesse a chance. Let's give him more opportunity. Blah blah blah. But I'm slowly losing faith until we get that win. I mean, I'm still confident that we've made enough improvement as a football and the way we play, the style that we play. And I think he's even adapted it slightly because we're not playing the same stupid chaotic football that we were playing before. It's still chaotic, but it's not as chaotic. And there's a little bit more control.
That first 20 minutes, 15, 20 minutes yesterday were just fucking horrendous to watch, wasn't it?
I missed it. I didn't get in the stadium.
They were literally walking down to the local tip and watching Sunday League. Honestly.
It were awful.
That first 15
minutes. They were on top.
Do you know what?
They were on top. Definitely.
Do you know what? That's what I expected from all of yesterday's game, because that's usually how cup ties against lower league opposition go away from home. And that's what I completely expected. So I was quite surprised when, by the time, thankfully, I seem to have missed it all, so I'll watch it back today. But when, by the time I'd got him, we looked very much in control of the game, and, you know, we were playing relatively fluidly. And it's to be expected against Accrington Stanley, let's be fucking honest. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, of course. It just looked really rushed. Like, we weren't taking this time. It was like, right, get up to forwards, let's smash as many goals in as we can, as soon as we can. And like I said, there didn't seem to be any control. It was not controlled.
But is that you, Ali? The day,
there was no control. But no, it was good.
I love to watch Leeds United.
It breeds confidence, doesn't it, as well? And, you know, going into the Forest game with another decent win under his belts as well, regardless of who we've beaten, it breeds confidence in the players as well. And he needs to get a win, though.
Yeah, no, I completely agree.
It's an original, isn't it? It's not got a night missing.
No. There you go.
I think I've got the yellow one of that, or the white one, or both, maybe. Can't remember.
Is it the one that they have to with it, like the blue trim?
Wait there. Trim around it. You carry on talking amongst yourselves.
I think it was a year after that one, wasn't it? Because there were that one and the one that
were added, really similar, weren't they? Ish. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then there were one year after, I think that was one we got relegated with, actually. Now I'm thinking of that. But
who was it remind you of, this one?
That's a Packard Bell, it's not that one.
Reminds me of...
Yeah, that's Radebe.
Yeah, that one reminds me of Viduka, that.
Me too. Viduka, this one. Yeah, especially the white one, but this one as well.
Yeah, the white one. The white one.
I think the white one's because it's a Liverpool game, isn't it?
I get Don Matteo vibes with white one.
Yeah.
For some reason.
Yeah, I see that. That one.
Yeah, with the netting down there.
Yeah, yeah, yellow
Alan
one.
Smith that I get reminded of in
one,
that one.
The yellow one had that same. I quite like that. In fact, I think Kyle, who loves his jerseys, he's just bought one of them. Shit.
So, I mean, all in all, from watching the game, did you guys take more positives than you would negatives out of that? I mean, you've got to, haven't you? You're winning in a cup, you're going to the next round. but there was, I think, Smart, I don't know what your thoughts are, there was still a lot of, opening up and things we didn't really expect to see. I know they came at us and gave us a game, but were you at any stage concerned about that? Obviously, the first 15 minutes you mentioned, but just I looked at the stats earlier and they actually had 8 shots on target.
Yeah, I thought their right winger were good, and the guy that made a sub appearance and came on and started pulling Firpo from bloody all over the place. He was the one who started getting a bit rough and tumbly, wasn't he? We had to have a bit of a word with him and stuff.
Yeah,
I thought if we get a chuffing player sent off here, it's on, innit? but no, not really. I mean, you've to expect some attacking play. I thought Firpo did all right at left back actually. They didn't really seem to trouble us. There were quite a few long shots. There were a couple of scrambles, but that's down to us not clearing ball. You know, Melier came for a ball and flapped at it, and it dropped in front of him. And I think I can't remember.
On more than one occasion, wasn't it?
On a few occasions. So again, it's just down to individual quality, really, on the day. You know, I don't think that happens. Did a lot of people were saying, I think one of your bloody mates, Gilly Chuffing Mike, whatever his name is, came at me. I was saying, this is fucking terrible, blah, 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 blah. And he went, well, it's pitch, innit? I went, no. It's one of the best bloody pitches in Chuffing League. When it's a stitch pitch, man, they shouldn't be playing frigging football.
Oh, here he is, pitch nonce, with his mates.
Oh yeah, Smarty knows about pitches, doesn't he? I can get you a bit of Elland Road turf if you want.
I was looking at comments and thinking, who is it?
Oh no, I'm talking about you, not somebody else.
I am a pitch snob, absolute fucking grass snob. But I thought, nah, there's
I'm
no,
still
there's
waiting
no
for my bit of Elland Road from you, Smarty. You promised me a bit of the old ground about fucking whenever they relocated.
Again,
not like one of them boxes that Barney got.
Don't make me
turf down in the sandwich box.
One of the things I wanted to pick up on, I think it's been commented a couple of times, but I think Danny was the first to mention it earlier. When McKennie comes in, do we go to a 4-3-3, do we think? Or is as Marsh not
going to ask you both?
Has Marsh not got the balls to change it so drastically? What do you think? How does he shoe on everybody in?
How do we set up if McKennie comes in? Who do we drop? Who comes in? Who plays where?
Aaronson gets dropped for me, it's and we do play 4-3-3.
Yeah, Aaronson, 100%, definitely.
So I think Aaronson's going to be great for us. But I just think
if Aaronson's out, surely Ruta takes his place.
It's difficult.
Well, it depends on what you're playing. So if you switch to a 4-3-3, which we've seen a few times, then there ain't really place for Aronson anyway, because your three would be Rocker, your first 11. You know, no, we're not talking about changing around and so on. He'd still be there as a sub, but your first 11, your midfield three is Rocker, Adams, and McKennie. And for me, Rocker and McKennie would be slightly further forward than Adams, but they'd all have it. I mean, you look at McKennie and he's the positions he's played over the years, which look, you and I touched upon. He's played wing back recently, but when he first went to Juve, he's played as an eight. Before he joined them, he was playing as a four or in defence. He's got the adaptability. And as you said, that, you know, that's typical of a lead signing over recent times. He's buying players that can play those multiple positions. Mm. So it gives us that. You could play a 4-2-3-1 with McKennie in the hole in front of Rocker and Adams, or you could play a 4-3-3 and have him on the right side of a three. You've got those options. I'm not convinced. And you know, the other side to things is if you're playing a 4-3-3, we are seeing width from fullbacks at the moment. We saw it yesterday from Firpo. We've seen it in the league from Ayling recently that were providing the width against Brentford. I think when we're looking at that setup, you've got the ability to do that from the personnel. I'm not, and I don't want to really focus on the negatives here, but I'm not convinced that we've got the right person to set us up for success with that personnel. I'm just not convinced yet.
If we don't win against bloody Forest, then that's it, mate, for me.
I mean, we've got to be a little bit realistic, haven't we? I mean, yeah, we've made new signings. Warburg's took to it like a duck to water. Rutter's yet to play any Premier League football. If McKennie comes in, are we expecting him to just walk straight in? I mean, he's good enough, probably, but he's coming
from a Champions League side where he's been playing regularly. So we Rutter, yeah, as we touched upon earlier before Smarty joined us, he's not played since early November because of, naturally, the length of the break in the Bundesliga and whatever else. But McKennie's coming from a Champions League side in which he's playing regularly. You'd think that he, yeah, all right, from a slower league, the Italian football, the pace and the power and so on isn't comparable with the Premier League. So there'd be some adapting to do. You'd expect him to be able to adapt a bit quicker than the likes of Rutter that's not played.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. But what I'm thinking, I mean, realistically, if we sign him before the end of the window, I don't expect to see him play against Forest.
I think it depends on who's available, doesn't it? You know, if you've got Adams and I mean, the other side to things is we need to get at Forest. So maybe you don't do a 4-3-3 there and you play four attackers with Rocker and Adams behind them anyway.
Hmm. Yeah, so I mean, I think there's lots. You're quite right in what you say. It opens a lot of options, even three at the back, you know. And just on that three at the back, what that would look like, and I'm not going to go into the formation or anything because I'm not a football coach, but I think for me, Junior Firpo deserves a fucking Premier League start. I think the last few games he's played, he's been really good for us.
I agree.
I think he's. And Smite is. You could. I know it's going to hurt you, mate. But
I don't disagree, but I don't totally agree. I think the games he's looked good in have been against lower opposition. But baptism of fire again, isn't it? Throw him in at the deep end, sort of thing. Why not?
Equally, I think if you're going three at the back, that will absolutely suit him.
Yeah, completely. Because he'll have Warburg probably as left centre back who can cover for him defensively, and he's got that freedom to go for. I don't think he's a defender. I would be tempted to look at him as a wing back or even as a midfielder, a winger.
Fucking hell, no, man.
Almost like Alioski.
Yeah.
He ain't getting anywhere near a frigging squad if he's just been put in midfield.
Well, he was brought in smart. He's a replacement for Alioski, an improvement on Alioski, and that's what he does well. Alioski was shit defending, but not as shit as Firpo.
He were quick, though, wasn't he? He could get himself out of bother.
I don't think he were a bad defender, Alioski. Bearing in mind, he was actually a winger. I don't think he did the defensive part too badly, to be honest.
But that's the point.
He were quick enough to get himself out of bother. So yeah. if he's caught out of position, he's a Duracell bunny and he can run at 100 miles an hour. You know, he could run at his top pace for just about an entire game. Yeah, so if you were caught out of position, he tended to get back into position pretty well.
Yeah, look, Bully, I don't disagree. I think Firpo's had a far more worse games.
Yes, Bully lad.
I think Firpo. I'm not trying to kid anybody. I think Firpo has had far more worse games than what he has had good. But what my argument is if you're Bully performing, is
weighing in on players here, left, right, and centre. Go on, lad. No prisoners. Fuck it.
Yeah. I mean, I can't fucking remember what I was saying now. But yeah, I don't think Firpo has been good for us. But what I'm saying is, if you put performances that are good, you've got to be given an option to try and prove that you are improving or can be as consistent. There's a reason Barcelona paid double what we paid for him. Do you know what I mean? And there's a reason we paid what we did for him. There's a player in there. There's got to be somewhere.
It works for people. It works for some players, and it doesn't work. You know, some players will be held as, oh, he's going to be the next such and such and blah, 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 and then they come and join your team, and it's an absolute chuffing wet fart. It doesn't always work out for players. Under different managers, it might do and all this. But, yeah, I think, like you said, I think he's got enough credit in the bank now to probably get his first start for... When did he actually last start in Premier League?
God knows. Christ. A long time ago.
It would have been last season, wouldn't it? Because they were injured as well for stretches. I think the other thing as well is, it depends on your position and how you're setting up. If we're going to put more focus and emphasis on defending, well, Stroik's a better defender. But if we're going to have to break down a side that we expect to be in a low block and whatever else, well, Firpo's going to give you more width and he's going to give you more in attack than Stroik does.
And he comes inside and he's playing again. His goal yesterday, great example of that. Great play with Paddy, and he wasn't scared to get forward. Great edit to have.
I hope his first name's Dirk. Yeah. Firpo is going forward and defending. He was responsible for conceding that goal yesterday, but Firpo scored, so we'll let him off. That would have been a bit of a random goal to concede, wouldn't it?
Great finish as well.
You've
already covered it, but I think, like Gilly said, you know, throwing Verbal under the bus or whatever, he went in the middle of nowhere. I don't think that shot to come off.
I'm not sure I threw him under the bus. What I said was, Firpo got megs.
What he said was, Verba's shite.
Greenwood's on his own. Shit. Verba just couldn't get close enough to the man after Greenwood had lost him.
Assassinated him.
Even Bandy's been positive this morning. Fucking hell, Bandy. We're not going to get you on. Jesus.
He has been calling him an inside left for at least as long as he's been calling Marsh a fish-eyed fool.
Yeah. Fair point.
I want to see Bandy. We'll have to get our Bandy on and get him on with an I Heart Jesse Marsh t-shirt. And get him on, great stuff.
There was something else I wanted to talk about and I've completely forgotten.
While you remember that, Smarty, who were your man at match for, the commentary gave it to their keeper, but for Leeds, who were your man at match?
I think it's got to be between probably Bamford or Harrison for me, I think, probably. I think they both had a very, very good game. That goal by Jack was just stunning, wasn't it? I love shit like that, really. You could do a million...
It didn't even rotate. It just stayed still and just...
A million flicks. You can do this, you can do that. Fuck off. Just smash it as hard as you can.
Thunder bastard.
It just flies straight as a frigging dart. Straight in. Lovely. Lovely stuff. Yeah. That would be beautiful. But yeah, I'll probably give it to Harrison, maybe.
I did.
Oh, did you?
So, sounds like you're making sense for once.
We're going to have to stop agreeing now.
Luke, I think I asked you the question and then we got into a different level of conversation. We never came back round to it. Did you ever give you?
Probably. No, I didn't. I think if I was to base it on improvement on previous performances and what we expect, I mean, before sort of jumping at me, I appreciate we're only playing the bottom of League One side, but Junior Firpo was really, really good for me yesterday, and I would probably have given it to him just based on he needed that performance as well as a few other players, actually. But I'd give it to Bamford, I think, yesterday. I think he worked hard, he tormented him. Have you got that video, Gilly? Can you get that?
I didn't see that until last night.
I only saw it on Twitter. I haven't got it, but I can get it.
Yeah, get it. So let's show everybody if they aren't seeing it. But yeah, for me, I think Bamford worked hard. He's looking back to his best. He's looking sharp. He's looking sharp. He's always just watching it. And obviously, one of the benefits you get from being in the stadium is you see the movement as well. You don't just see what's happening at the ball. And he moved their two centre backs around, and they didn't know what to do with him. He was running across them and pulling them both away with him, and which was freeing up space on the right.
That's what he does in Premier League as well, like you say. And people
he does. You don't see it because you've only if you're watching on telly.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
He's not centred on Bamford, but when you see it in the stands, you can see that he pulls frigging players all over the place.
He's a very, very smart centre forward.
He's very good, and I'm glad, you know, after probably throwing him under the bus a little earlier this season, that he looks like he's getting back to his best because he's a great striker.
Yeah. I mean, it was only
better with him in the team.
It was only a few weeks ago I was saying that we need a striker, because we didn't expect, but I mean, anybody who predicted this comeback, it was like it's almost the resurrection of Jesus Christ, isn't it? He's come back and he's literally just jumped straight back in. It's like Easter all over again. He's come back in and he's just it's like he's never been away. He's almost found his form of the first season back in the Premier League in such a small time. Now I think that's because we haven't rushed him back. I think he was rushed back the previous one or two times because we fucking needed somebody.
When he shouldn't have played. When Marsh came in at the end of last season and all of a sudden Bamford's back, it's like, hold on a minute.
He slid and got injured doing his celebration when he scored, you know.
Redford wanted it. Came on, yeah. God, injured himself, went off.
Yeah. Did a twirl with his shirt.
Crying, bless him. Get it. Right, just a second. Just 1 second.
That's a class worm, by the way.
It's a little fist bump. That was really good, that.
It wasn't me doing the word bully, but you may have seen footage of me being a worm and being underground and looking like It the Clown trying to get out the grate. But it was a class worm. Yeah. Gilly's going to get it up now. I can see it in his eyes. The prick.
You're looking like a little kid. I'm surprised you didn't have a ball saying, can I have your shirt, please?
Paddy definitely man of the match for me, closely followed by Firpo and Harrison. I thought Sinisterra was really good yesterday. I haven't seen official ratings. Has anybody actually seen who how we rated?
No, but I can bring that up.
He's going to have this over you for the rest of our lives. The fact that you couldn't even get over that trophy. Those are hard.
Until people see us next to each other in the peacock and realise that he's like, he's you know, a little fucking bastard.
Hasbulla. Oh, there he is, look.
There he is, look.
Look at him. Look at the little mini-me, though.
Who's that? Balding Yorkie Pom? Are you on here? He has no right to be having a go at your height. Oh, it's like that, is it? I see.
That was his message to Jay, wasn't it? He sent a message to Jay.
Ah, right. I see how it is, fellas.
We're gonna
have to
get a picture of you both next to each other now, aren't we? Just to prove us.
Someone tells me Luke would be happy with that.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's literally half an inch in them, to be fair. They're both really small.
Well, I've got sofa score on and I can't see yesterday. Oh, there we go.
Oh, my neck.
anybody, right, I've got some ratings. So, Melier got 8.1.
What?
What?
Really?
Savine in their goal got 7.6 and Melier got an 8.1. I'm not even going to read them out because that's bullshit.
So, yeah, get the Cuban heels out ready. I bet Jay wears Jay's one of these that have you seen these adverts that goes around Facebook or that make you look like if you wear these shoes you look 2 inches taller because they've got like a little kick in the bottom of the trainers.
Some insoles. He's
got Jay walks into the Peacock one day and he's like fucking taller than Bamford, just like scrolling around. Little spurs on the back as he's just rode in on an horse.
He's having to duck under ultra thin door frames like Go on, Jay, lad.
What are you on about? I've always been this big.
Well, I was looking for some other player ratings, but do you know what?
Forget them, shit.
Bollocks to it, it's fine.
Special level 8 point whatever for Melier. That's bullshit.
8 point. Melier with our man at match. Ruta got a 6.1.
He didn't make a proper save, Melier, did he?
Well, they were smashing in the like first half. They were smashing them straight down his throat, weren't they? And a couple, after a couple of little flaps he did from corners.
But yeah, he came to collect it a couple of times and didn't get it quite right. Yeah.
Flappy Bird Meslier, Derek says.
Flappy Bird.
I mean, that's it. I do think that was one of his worst games for us. But that's because he's normally such high standard that's what we've become used to.
You'd expect that from League One. It's very Sunday League, isn't it?
Of course it is. Of course
it's not sexy football, is it?
No. What? So next round, names in the hat. What do you want in the next round? Do we want Premier League position? Do we want an easy route? Do we want another away day? What do you want, Gilly?
Easy.
I want the easiest draw possible. Lowest ranked team. Give us that
at home.
Yes. Yeah. At home. Yeah.
No. Let's go there and smash them in their own backyard.
Yeah, I prefer going to away grounds, and I prefer, you know, that these little clubs do get to have their cup final against the Premier League side. So I agree with Gilly. I'd like the lowest ranked team away from home, and give them a bit of money as well. You know, you could see there was a buzz around yesterday around Accrington. All the pubs wanted you in, and that it was proper nice to see. And they were really friendly leaving the ground. They were all shouting over, good luck in the next round. And you know, you burst his bubble and that. There was no animosity. They expected to lose. It was a good, all in all, a great away day. Not like Spurs away last season. So I completely agree. Away from home, we don't need the money that you get from gate receipts. Realistically, they do. And I think it's better for football that a Premier League giant goes away.
I agree, but yeah. I like them at home as well, and it gives our fans an opportunity to go and see a game as well, and potentially win. I mean, it's few and far.
That's a novelty these days, isn't it?
Yeah. I get that. You know, I took my little man to Cardiff, so I do get that.
There's arguments for both, but as easy route as possible, whether it be a home or away, the easiest route possible.
And not in London.
And then we go to Wembley and smash fucking Man City.
We'll play in London when it's Wembley. Let's not get a tie in London in next round. Thanks.
My screen's just gone off, lad, so I can't see fuck all.
All right, we can still see you. You're all right. I think it's about, you know, we've done an hour and 10 minutes. I think it's about time to draw this to a close. So any final comments to make?
Just bang that drum again about mental health. Monday. Andy's Man Club, all round well Leeds. Done. Just Google Andy Man Club. Anybody struggling? And I actually, I know I mentioned last time that there was likely a female's version of Andy's Man Club in and around Leeds. And somebody sent me an inbox just confirming that there is one at the Kettle. Every Monday at 7:30 for women, any women struggling. The Kettle, it's the Salvation Army. Ackroyd Street, Morley, for women's mental health. Pop in for a cuppa and a chat. It's all just it's ladies only, so feel free to get yourselves across there if you feel like it.
Cool. I'd like to play Wrexham away just so I can start throwing pelters at that fucking dickhead Ryan Reynolds and his mate. That'd be
nice, I'd love that. I'd love Wrexham away.
Are they still in it? Is that what that just said?
I think so.
Who did Wrexham play? Did they get a replay?
I don't know.
I did have it open, but then I was trying to find out who was left in cup and lost it.
What is Sunderland tonight? Once
Sunderland. They played Sheffield United, but I can't find
them. Sunderland played Spurs, didn't they?
I don't know.
Oh no, Fulham.
Oh, it's today. It's Wrexham Sheffield United today.
Oh, is it?
Sunderland played Fulham away and got a draw.
Yeah, today at 4:30. It's on telly.
Right.
There'll be some sort of Ryan Reynolds loving water that we'll have to endure if we want to watch that. Christ.
Does Luton count as London? No. I guess it kind of does, doesn't it?
No, it's nowhere near. It's Hertfordshire.
Yeah, but it's all same.
That's not even Hertfordshire, is it? It's the next one down. I can't remember. No, it's not London.
So, if Sunderland get through their replay with Fulham, you could see the return of Jack Clark.
Yeah,
I tell you what, he's got a great goal.
He won ball himself, didn't he? Oh, and Joffy, yeah, good. Oh, no, he won't be able to play against us, though.
Will he? It's cup tied.
Yeah.
Diallo from Scum, though. They've got a good front three.
So, yeah. I'd take any of them. But equally, It would be nice, you know, if we pull a Southampton or somebody like that, let's go spank them.
Yeah. I'd rather not. I'd rather avoid fucking Southampton away after my history.
No, we'll have them at home.
Has anybody watched any of this, by the way?
I haven't, no.
It's Wrexham thing. It's Ryan Reynolds. It's all about him and Wrexham. No. Apparently, it's really good. I've not watched it. The lads who I went with yesterday were talking about it on the way there. I've not seen it, but yeah, it meant to be worth a watch.
Is it Rob McElhenney or McElhenney or something like that? Is his mate as well? Isn't he meant to be famous?
They're part on it together.
Yeah, they're both co-chairmen. He's known though himself, isn't he? He's not just an actor.
Right. He is an actor. Not as famous, obviously.
Until he were in that.
He's in Deadpool and that.
Right. Yeah. Mandy's Pan Club. Oh, is that Jay trying to be funny about the Whitney? Right, okay. Let's just ignore that.
Bloody what a knobhead. Honestly, Jay.
What a knobhead.
Oh, there we go.
McElhenney.
Right.
McElhenney. Got you. The Brinlaw Derby. That'd be brilliant.
Brinlaw Derby, yeah, good call.
That would be good, wouldn't it? Out.
Was that a dad point? Out.
Out.
Yeah. Out.
I thought he was umpiring a cricket match while he was on here.
How is he? Right. Cool. We'll call it there then. Thanks very much, finally, for joining us, Marty, and Luke for jumping on as well. Thanks, everybody, for getting in the comments, as ever. And just one last thing, just smash that like. Oh, no, we're not allowed to say smash. Hit that like and subscribe and do all of that stuff. Go follow us on the audio pods and give us a helping hand and give us some reviews and stuff, because that helps as well. Jump on it, get all over it, and we'll see you again on Tuesday night.
See you next Tuesday.
Tuesday. See ya.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thank you for listening to another Otto Know Better podcast, the Independent League United podcast. You can engage with us via our socials on YouTube and Twitter at the address @OttoKnowBetter with your thoughts on the show or subjects you'd like us to discuss. You can even join us live and have your say while we're recording on our YouTube channel for the main weekly show and the Berardi and Coke Aftermatch podcasts. We have 3 years' worth of content you can listen back to, from interviews with former Leeds players and managers to Hollywood stars. Maybe choose carefully which match reviews to check out though. Remember to subscribe on whichever app you choose to follow us on.